We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh yeah, there's a little Big Brother for you. Janis Joplin. 860-522-9842. We're looking for your pick for the number one best frontman of all time. We'll take more calls in a moment, but joining us now is Liz Linehan, state representative from Cheshire. Thank you for being here, Liz.
Thank you for having me, and I love that you had Janis Joplin, Big Brother in the Holding Company. Did you know that she was actually voted ugliest man on campus in her college?
Well, I'm not surprised because she was that kind of low self-esteem, outcast-feeling person. She wasn't high on herself at that stage of her life.
But boy, does that make for great art.
She was inspired, and she did amazing stuff. So when I saw Joplin, I was probably like 14 or 15, and it was at Harvard Stadium. They were doing summer concerts around Boston called Summer Thing, and she was performing. And the night before, all of the equipment had been stolen. So they put out an APB for amps and stuff, and they put together this horrible collection of amplification. And the thing went down in the middle of the concert. But she was great. Like, she sang a cappella and stuff. It was an amazing day.
I imagine. Great memory to always have.
Yeah. So talk about some of your coming-of-age music that impacted you the most?
Well, you know, Janis Joplin was actually a really big influence to me. I connected with everything that she said, well, not just the lyrics, but like the way that she said it. I kind of felt that teenage angst.
Yep.
My coming-of-age was in the 80s, so I had slightly different tastes at 14, 15 years old. I was more of a hair metal girl, if you can believe it.
Oh, I can believe it, sure.
But then, you know, I grew up and got into rock and roll. I used to work for a company called Metropolitan Entertainment and their concert promoters, and I worked for them for years, and so I got to meet a lot of my idols and a lot of the big names in rock and roll, and it was pretty amazing. It was a great time in my life.
What did you learn about the music business being on the promoter side of it?
I'll be honest with you. A lot of people ask me, how did you go from the music business to politics? And I say that they're all very similar. It's an industry that's run by egotistical men, mostly. Mm-hmm. So I had to prove myself by being better, louder, more resilient than the person next to me. And so that's just kind of how I grew up in it. I started my music industry career at the age of 17.
Yep.
So and I went through till about almost 30 years old. So, it really prepared me for what I'm doing today.
But is there anything about the music business per se that people would be shocked or are shocked when you tell them about it or surprised?
That most artists actually have very low self-esteem. And I've witnessed some really great moments and then I've seen them get off stage and they didn't think it was great at all. For instance, Scott Weiland of Stone Temple Pilots was probably the most mesmerizing person I've ever seen on stage. And when he would come off stage, sometimes he would cry. I mean, you see these people that you idolize and they're just humans. You know?
Well, maybe more than just humans. They're the most precarious humans ever, maybe.
Well, that is true. But I love that you're talking about the best front men and front women of all time. You know, and I who is yours? I didn't get to hear who your pick was.
Robert Plant.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I loved Led Zeppelin. I just think Zeppelin is by far the best rock band ever. And I saw them a couple times when I was in high school. So that means a lot, too, in terms of that imprint.
And you know that there are people on the internet who claim that Led Zeppelin plagiarized most of their music, right?
Yeah, well, that's why God gave us the internet.
conspiracy theories abound. Yeah,
exactly. It's all, that's a forum for whatever's on your mind. Any other acts that stand out from your professional period?
You know, the acts that stand out are probably the ones that were up and coming at the time, and maybe, you know, 90s artists, because in the 90s, you really always thought you were never going to see greatness and that it was a flash in the pan, right? Mm-hmm. But then some of these people put on some really amazing shows. So whenever someone asks me, what was your favorite show that you ever got to see?
Mm-hmm.
My answer are people that they don't normally know, like a band called Luscious Jackson was absolutely incredible.
Wow.
And Maceo Parker. And people don't know who these people are.
That's great. No, but that's wonderful, because there's something about, it's kind of like athletics where, you know, it's a fluke. No matter how talented you are, it's kind of a fluke that your knees hold up for you to be a success as a professional athlete. And
Right. There's
something about bands. It's the same thing. The personalities have to be able to mesh and be able to stick together and have the staying power. And I'm sure the vast majority of them fall apart for personal reasons before they have a chance to make it big.
Well, it's funny that you say that. I was part of the three-person management team for a band called Pantera.
All right. Hold on. This is going to be a good story, I think. Let's keep Liz Linehan around for another minute. We'll finish up with her. She's a state representative, but she's got this other side of her that fits into our conversation. Then we'll take some more calls coming up. But we turn at this moment to traffic and weather together on the 8th. A chance for us to find out how the ride home is going. Mike Allen is the guy who's watching it for us. So fill us in, Mike. All right, there you go, Liz Linehan, if you want to sing along.
That's my favorite song of all time.
Is it really?
Yes, and actually when I do my deadlifting competition, that's what I deadlift to.
You deadlift?
Walk by Pantera.
That's when you press Jerry Garcia? All right, so tell us your Pantera story.
So we managed Pantera, and one day, and I was moonlighting for Metropolitan Entertainment, and we had a show coming up with Chris Cornell of Soundgarden.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a phone call at the office of my Pantera job, and they can't find Chris Cornell. He was missing, and he was missing for about 4 days. And they had no idea where he was or if he would show up to the show, which then I had to say, well, I also work for Metropolitan, so this is a big problem for everyone. Turns out he was holed up at a woman's house in Texas. And they wanted to have one of our band members, who all lived in Texas, to go fish him out and kind of kick him on a plane and get him there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of the beginning of the end of Chris Cornell. And you know, we saw the depression, the drug use, you know. So when you ask me kind of the things that I've seen in my career, I can tell you some really great stories, but I can also tell you some really sad ones, and
yeah,
the demise of Chris Cornell is certainly one of them.
But that's a real rock and roll story.
That is a real rock and roll
unfortunately.
Story, absolutely.
All right, Liz Linehan, thank you.
Thank you, as
good
always.
To talk. You're amazing how you were ready for this conversation. That was great.
I could write a book, baby, I'll tell you.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week. State Representative Liz Linehan. She joins us every week on WTIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.